This problem has been examined recently through a report that was published in The Lancet in September of 2009. What was shown in that report is that over a period of 15 years since South Africa gained freedom in April of 1994, the health condition of South Africans has worsened, and there are four main diseases that affect South Africans. The first condition are infectious diseases such as HIV and AIDS. The second problem are chronic diseases such as heart attack and stroke. The third problem are diseases that affect mothers and babies around the time of childbirth. And finally, injury and violence. This quadruple burden of disease has resulted in a situation in which the lifespan of a South African at birth came down from nearly 70 in 1990 to about 50 in the year 2000. That's almost a 20-year fall-off in the lifespan of South Africans due to this massive burden of disease. So this is the reason we are delighted that this meeting is being held here in Cape Town to look at ways of how we can improve the health conditions of South Africans through health research.
Looking at previous government's attempt at trying to reverse this trend in terms of investing in research to critically pinpoint where the problems are and to resolve them, what policy direction do you think previous governments have followed that you think can help in improving the well-being of South Africans?
The most important policy direction to follow is the one that is enunciated in the South African Policy for Health Research of 2001, which calls for a number of important interventions that must occur. The first one is investment, appropriate investment in health research. The government must spend enough money on health research, and in that document, a figure of about at least 2% of the health budget was mentioned. The second thing that is required is that we must train adequate numbers of health researchers. The third issue that is needed is that we need infrastructure in the public health system and the private health system that allows health research to occur. And then number four, we need appropriate funding for health research projects. For example, if I want to do a clinical trial in South Africa, there is not sufficient funding from the system to do that. I've got to go to outside agencies such as the National Institute of Health in America or the Wellcome Trust to get sufficient funding. So we must make sure that there's adequate funding internally for South Africans to do research on the most important problems. The fifth issue that is key in terms of improving research is appropriate regulation of registration of new medicines and new devices. And then the sixth issue that's important to allow us to move forward is that we need to make sure that the research that is being produced is being translated to policy, to practice, to patents, to processes, and to products, so that society actually benefits from health research. We need to have a system for doing so. And then finally, we need to be sure that we are monitoring and evaluating the impact of the investment that we're making in health research.
Talking about the society, I was talking to a member of parliament yesterday, and he said there's a bill before parliament where doctors will be encouraged to give back, so ordinary people who cannot afford can go there based on their expertise. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, we already have a good public health system, although it needs to be strengthened. There is also a large private health system where the majority of the doctors work. The private health system looks after the minority of the population. Certainly, we need to find ways of encouraging doctors in the private sector to work in the public sector. We already have, in fact, a system of sessions where doctors in the private sector can work in a hospital on a sessional basis for 4 hours a week. And I'm glad the government is planning to strengthen that system, because there are many doctors in the private sector who would like to work in the public health system, but a few years ago, those posts were abolished. We need to restore those posts, fund them, so that we make use of all the doctors, of all the health professionals in the system, both in the public and the private system, to meet the needs of the whole population.
Do you think the government has done enough to improve the well-being of the ordinary South African?
The government has made major interventions since 1994 to improve the health of South Africans. You must remember that one of the basic health needs of the population is just water. making sure that water is available in the populations. This new government has, in fact, made sure that the majority of South Africans have access to clean water, so much so that we hardly see conditions that we used to teach on before. There's a condition called typhoid, which is related to unclean water. We struggle now to teach students on that condition, and it's a very good problem to have because the government has made sure that water is available to the population. There's a whole host of other interventions that have been made which are taking us in the right direction of a good health for South Africans. We have clearly not done enough. Particularly, we have not invested in the public health system so that it meets the rising burden of disease. And government has recognized this, and the National Health Insurance System will move in the direction of making sure that we provide a certain minimum level of health care to the majority of South Africans.
What will be your message to South Africans as well as the government in improving health care delivery in this country?
The message I would have to government is that they must have resolve in terms of creating a system such as National Health Insurance, a single payer that provides a decent prescribed minimum benefit for the whole population. So we're going in the right direction. That's the first thing. The second issue is collaboration. We must make sure that the departments of health, the universities, and other sectors of society collaborate in this particular enterprise. We all need each other, and we need to move to a situation where we work together. And finally, we must make sure that we bring all talents on deck. We have talents in all parts of the system. We must make sure that they are available to work on the problems that we have.